This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is NFL lunchtime. Legal tampering started about an hour ago. A lot of flurries going on here activity-wise. We'll just break down the news as it breaks in chronological order. Jimmy G re-signs with the Rams. $11 million.
Yeah, I think that's good for the Rams. And you know what? You got to like backing up Stafford because he's kind of like Lamar. He never gets hurt.
Yeah, and he gets paid handsomely, Matthew Stafford. But Jimmy Garoppolo, in short spurts, we have seen that he can fill in. And look, when he stays healthy, he's had success. The guy took San Francisco to multiple championship games and a Super Bowl. But this is a guy, it seems as though Vinny and Nolan, at this stage, his career is settled. Going back to The Rock last week. Know your role, shut your mouth, and that's kind of what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And $11 million would be like, no, I'll do whatever you tell me to do, coach.
And he's single, living in L.A., probably having a blast.
I would not, let's just say, I would trade places with Jimmy Garoppolo, if you know what I'm saying. Robert Spillane, formerly of the Raiders, signs a deal with the New England Patriots. Patriots trying to get back to some semblance of relevancy after being irrelevant as contenders. I don't know if this puts them over the hump, but, you know, a reliable player for sure.
I like him. I think he's a tough. He makes tackles. I think he's a good player. He'll help them.
Javon Kinlaw signs with the Commanders. 3 years, $48 million defensive tackle. Formerly of the Jets. Disappointing Jets.
Yeah, and he's replacing Jonathan Allen, who they let go by.
Bouncing around, He's visiting, Minnesota?
Yes.
Elijah Mitchell, running back, formerly of the 49ers. 1 year deal with the Kansas City Chiefs, worth up to, air quotes, $3.5 million. Had his moments with San Francisco because, you know, McCaffrey got hurt and then he had his own injury problems here. But, you know, adding because Kareem Hunt's a free agent. Pacheco's coming off a injury plague, disappointing season. So there could be opportunities here for Elijah Mitchell.
So with the Chiefs, that's right player, right price because he didn't get much more than the vet minimum.
Speaking of the Chiefs, they return Hollywood Brown. Over the weekend,
I was
1 year deal.
I was surprised about that. I was surprised. What did he get? $11 million, I think, something like that. So that was a little surprising to me. I guess what they saw, they liked.
Well, missed most of the season. Hurt his collarbone in the first series of the first preseason game.
First pass to him.
Yeah, and then they had Xavier Worthy was in the news for all the wrong reasons in the offseason, was arrested, but no charges will be filed there. Hollywood probably sees an opportunity, if healthy, to make more of a splash than he did his first year with that offense and that quarterback, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing is why do I want to go somewhere, you know, I get a chance to catch balls with Mahomes. So he'll be looking for a much, much bigger year this year.
You mentioned this earlier, Vinny. The Bears sign Falcons center Drew Dolman, 3 years, $42 million. He was regarded as the top center on the market. Jordan Schultz, Fox Sports, just don't run into him at a Starbucks, apparently, or he's ready to throw down, who we've had on the show before. But Bears were there, and here he is. They've remade their offensive line because Caleb Williams was running for his life a lot in his rookie season in the Windy City. But how does this trickle down now to Tyler Linderbaum in Baltimore?
Well, financially, I'm guessing Linderbaum will probably say that he's better than him. But, I mean, kind of get the what the ballpark's going to be for Linderbaum financially. Now, Bob, you know, Dolman, I drafted his dad, Chris. He was our center in San Fran out of Stanford.
But now he leaves Atlanta for Chicago. And
I think it's good, man. I mean, they
new coach.
New coach. What did they do? They went and got three new offensive linemen. First things they did. So smart.
Chris Godwin staying in Tampa, 3-year deal, $66 million, $44 million of that guaranteed.
I think he's a hell of a player. I mean, they got two receivers that they're paying big bucks to, just like Cincinnati. But before he got hurt, Bob, he was having a hell of a year. And I think Evans was out a lot of that time, you know, and then Evans came back and ended up getting his 1,000 yards.
Now, getting back to the Chiefs, and we talked about this last hour, Howard Balzer, they signed offensive tackle Jalen Moore, formerly of San Francisco, and Adam Schefter reporting it's 2 years, $30 million, 12 career starts. He backed up Trent Williams with the 49ers, a $21.24 mil guarantee. So we hadn't known that at the time, but $30 mil, 21 plus guaranteed. Where do we sign up for that? I guess in Kansas City because they needed a left tackle. I guess they got it. I guess. I don't know.
Oh, they must have had somewhere that somebody on their staff had been with that kid before or coached him in college or they loved him coming out of the draft, Bob, because that's a lot of money for a guy that never played. And you figure that if he was that good, you know, I mean, and Trent Williams is kind of on his last leg, wouldn't the Niners have signed him?
You would think.
Yeah.
But what's the cap situation in San Francisco? Got rid of Samuel. They're trying to unload Ayuk here.
Yeah, that was another.
Got to pay old Purdy.
Yeah, yeah. And, Bob, the story that I was telling about, you know, with San Fran, the owners, and I'm guessing their cap guy, probably got pissed off at Shanahan and John Lynch for just kind of going off the wall, just signing guys, giving them what they want. You know, I mean, Trent Williams. Oh, get him into camp. I got to have him in camp. Give him whatever. Ayuk, we got to have him in camp. Give him whatever. You know, Trey Lance, I got to have him. You know, so I don't know that they're listening as much to Kyle. As I think he lost some juice.
Now, speaking of former Jets, Hassan Reddick, 1 year deal with Tampa, $12 mil. It's a $14 million contract. Adam Schefter saying $12 mil of that is guaranteed. So Hassan Reddick, any holdout?
Yes. Yeah.
And now he's going.
He had one sack with the Jets.
You know, he made a count.
Yeah.
Now he goes to Tampa. We just talked about Chris Godwin. They re-signed Ben Bredesen, former Raven, on that offensive line. It's been kind of a quiet, sneaky, good free agent little run here for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers so far.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like what Tampa's been doing. And, Bob, you know who said they were going to spend a ton of money, and they are? New England. I mean, they just signed Carlton Davis, 3 years, $60 mil. And they signed Harold Landry, the pass rusher, Tennessee cut. Why?
Mike Vrabel.
Yeah. Recognition, you know, he was with Vrabel. So, yeah, they are spending some money.
And speaking of Ben Bredesen, real quick, 3 years, $22 million for a guy that when he was in Baltimore, Vinny, if memory serves, you were not a big fan of.
No, I was not. Well, I thought he was a center. Because he had those short arms and stuff. And what's he getting, $7 mil a year? Good for him.
Right. He's found a niche in the NFL. And look, we don't wish ill will on anyone. The Chargers re-signed Khalil Mack, 1 year, $18 mil. By the way, Von Miller, if you missed it, he got released by Buffalo. And you mentioned Gus Edwards. He's been told his service is no longer required with the Chargers, too.
Both of those two guys, Edwards and Von Miller, done. Von Miller had nothing. Nothing. Khalil Mack, he's got some juice left, and that's why he got, you know, 1 year, $18 million.
I don't know if he talked to you. This might have happened on Friday, but Joey Bosa out with the Chargers, too.
Yeah, Joey Bosa. He's hurt too much and making too much money. So that was the thing. You know, production. Are you producing at the level that we're paying you? No. And, you know, when they cut, because you heard rumors that when they cut Mac, they wanted to re-sign him, which they did. So they got rid of both and then re-signed Khalil.
And we mentioned Jaylen Warren, second-round tender for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Does this mean bye-bye to Najee Harris here?
Yeah, I think Najee's gone. Good draft year. I think they'll draft one and play with Warren.
Now, Justin Fields to the Jets. This is not a foregone conclusion, but Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, it appears as though the momentum is saying they will not be back, even though DK Metcalf, who was, you know, a teammate of Wilson's, as we know, in Seattle. It doesn't look like that's going to have an effect one way or another here.
Yeah, I don't think it will. And I think they wanted Fields back. They didn't want Russell back. Fields, they made an offer to last night. He didn't take it. So I'm guessing they have moved on. So who they're moving on to? I mean, all you're hearing about is Aaron Rodgers right now. So we'll see. I mean, once one of these quarterbacks goes, then the chairs will fill up quickly.
It's 58-80, 105.7 The Fan, NFL Lunch here on this Monday. Trey Hendrickson, the Bengals have granted, well, they're going to try everything they can to accommodate his trade request. But Trey Hendrickson, you know, Max Crosby just got 3 years, $106.5 million. $91.5 million guaranteed. I'm guessing if I'm Trey Hendrickson and his people, I'm kind of I want to be in that ballpark financially.
No doubt about it, Bob. No doubt. And you've had, what, 17 and a half sacks the last 2 years? I definitely want to be in that ballpark. And the Bengals, they didn't want to go to that ballpark. I'm guessing they lowballed him somehow, and they were, we can never get to your number, so we might as well trade you, because they're trying to get a deal done with Higgins, and they got to get a deal done with Chase, and that one's going to cost them a fortune. And the thing with Chase is, the longer you wait, the price is never coming down. It's only going up.
Yeah, and there's a guy you talk about being worth your salary.
No doubt.
He's worth that salary, but how do you accommodate everyone involved here? And Jamar Chase certainly falls into that category. I mean, is he a number one on any other team but Cincinnati? If we talk T. Higgins. Chase is certainly number one, but if Higgins, is he in the Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, that sort of number one level receiver conversation?
I guess if Chase was there, would he be? He'd be a step lower, probably like a step above Godwin and a step below those guys, because he does have height and speed and stuff. And so he's a 30-some million dollar receiver, but not at the top end.
Nolan, what do you think of all this free agent craziness that's going on? And as Howard Balzer mentioned, a lot of these guys are kind of staying in their previous places of employment, but what's the one that kind of makes you go, didn't see that one coming?
Well, I mean, it's probably still the Myles Garrett thing, but we have to tread water with that. I mean, that just was one of those moves that you're rubbing your eyes looking at the phone screen the other day saying, all right, this has got to be
I thought it was like The Onion or something.
Yeah. It's got to be one of those troll accounts that's trying to, you know, bait people into engagement.
Then you say, well, Jimmy Haslam. Now I get it. Right. Plus, he's trying to get a new stadium, and maybe that helps him get his new stadium.
No, I thought it was fake news.
I had it, too.
Fake news.
But, yeah, I mean, as the week unfolds here, I mean, you see a lot of the flashy names fly off the board, guys getting overpaid, you know, usually wide receivers. And that's what it always seems like every year. You know, there's always wide receivers and pass rushers, for that matter, that everyone falls in love with these names. They're cap casualties because they always carry these big contracts, and then everyone races and trips over themselves to sign them to the next overpriced contract. And 2, 3, 4 years from now, they're right back in the same boat. They're the cap casualty, and they go before free agency even begins. It's a It's a cycle you can set your clock to.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7. The Fan will come back, talk some Orioles. They play tonight, 6:05. Injury bug has bitten them in the rear end. We'll talk about that. If Gunnar Henderson can't go opening day against the Blue Jays at Rogers Center in less than 3 weeks, who's your shortstop? Is it LeVon Soto? Do you get Jackson Holliday a little opportunity to show what he can do, even though you're projecting him to be your second baseman for many years to come? If Jorge Mateo wasn't hurt, it's a moot point, but he is, so it is a point. We'll get into that. And does Cade Povich slide into the rotation, or is it still Albert Suarez, who Brandon Hyde himself said was the sixth?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Starter. Friday night, 6:30 a game. You can hear on the Fan. Opponent to be determined. Stay tuned for that. But before we get to the Orioles talk, Birds play tonight, 6:05 against the Pirates. Pittsburgh Pirates. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
Looks like they might be getting close to a new quarterback here.
That's what I was just reading on Twitter.
He's breaking the Favre chain.
Yeah, sounds like he's getting close with the Steelers. And then, Bob, the poll came out. Terps are up to 11.
In the men's bracket.
Yep.
But Steelers for Rodgers. We were talking about it earlier. He looks like a player in decline. Used to cold weather. That's not going to be a factor for him.
No. They want to run the football, and they have a good defense.
All right. Jaylen Warren right now is their guy, but is he really a bell cow?
Well, they're going to go get – they're going to draft one, too, because Arthur Smith wants to run the football. Tomlin wants to run the football, and they want to play action pass, and they're going to throw the ball to those big receivers. They're going to throw slants and, you know, deep balls and stuff.
Yeah. But with Metcalf, great player, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Didn't have a great season, though. I mean, Smith and Jigba was kind of the dude. for them at the end of the season.
Right. It sounded like he and Geno Smith, Bob, were butting heads big time. Metcalf and Geno Smith.
Right. Geno Smith now with the Raiders.
Yeah.
But Nolan, get in here. Are you scared of the Steelers? Are you more worried about them than the last time we saw them when they played the Ravens here? No. I'm not scared.
No.
Not at all. Because George Pickens is a loose cannon.
Oh, yeah, no
doubt. And Metcalf becomes like the dude for Aaron Rodgers, assuming he does sign with them, what it looks like he might. You know, it's only a matter of time before he gets in the old whambulance like he's done. No. I still see them at best third best team in the division.
Well, with that being said, they'll still play the Ravens tough. I mean, they could have whoever at quarterback. I think that's my baseline feeling on the Steelers, is that they could do anything. When it comes time for those Ravens-Steelers matchups, you're still going to have a pit in your stomach. It's just, that's life. That's natural life in the AFC North. But I kind of agree with the texter we had earlier in the show that, yeah, by all means, go ahead and get Aaron Rodgers. You know, it seems like a no-win situation for them. And, you know, even if he plays better than he did last year, is that enough to get them where they're actually a threatening playoff team? I don't think so. So, I mean, I think they're destined to just be mediocre no matter what. And, you know, the Ravens, barring catastrophic injuries for them, shouldn't be enough to take down Baltimore.
I would say, Bob, that Pittsburgh with Aaron Rodgers, Pittsburgh will be second because Cincinnati, I mean, their defense sucked last year anyhow, and with no Hendrickson. And, you know, and their offensive line is shaky, you know, and people aren't going to be kumbaya there. They're going to be a little pissed off, I'm sure the quarterback is. I think the Bengals are going to take a step back.
Well, to what? Less than mediocre? I mean, they won five average, in a row to end of the season, and then they were hot.
And Hendrickson was, 17 and a half sacks, and he was buzzing at the
if
end.
Cincinnati.
And Hubbard retired.
If Cincinnati does miss the playoffs, then Zach Taylor's probably toast.
Yes.
Because that'll be 3 years in a row they'll miss the postseason. But Pittsburgh, outside of that, and they had a nice run with Ben Roethlisberger, they've had continuous quarterback carousel.
No doubt.
Where Baltimore and Cincy are set, Kansas City set, Buffalo set, for instance, Houston set, Chargers are set. We guess. Yeah, let's see Knicks do it again before we say they're set at quarterback long term. But the point is, Steelers are always in this. What reclamation project there used to be stud can we bring in to navigate through 17 games here? I think it's always advantage Baltimore.
And the only way they're going to change it is if they completely bottom out and get like an actual good draft pick. Because their only swing in there that was actually draft related was Kenny Pickett. And that blew up in their face.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I mean, that was your only actual real attempt at getting a young guy and trying to groom him and mold him into a competent NFL quarterback. Everything else has been all retreads.
Speaking of Justin Fields real quick, Adam Schefter, is the action is fast and furious. Says if Fields isn't the QB1, he ain't signing in Pittsburgh. He's not coming in to compete. He wants to be numero uno. So there you go.
Yeah, what's your feeling on it? I
think he can play, but his play says that he can't. Right. You know what I mean? If that makes any sense, it's like you see the physical attributes saw it at Ohio State.
Well, same with Richardson.
But Fields was the number one quarterback coming out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
It was him and Trevor Lawrence, if I'm not mistaken, right? And he came out, went committed to Georgia, didn't like it there. Then transfer, well, because he lost out to the other guy whose name I forgot. What was his name? The quarterback took him to the playoffs. The quarterback for
Bennett?
No. Before him. Fromm.
Oh.
So he goes to Ohio State, puts up Ohio State quarterback numbers. Everyone throws for four grand there because they have all these great receivers. I thought he could play. And we see flashes, but, you know, they're few and far between.
He's time's like, kind of running out, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's already 26.
And he's about to be on his third team.
Yeah. Sounds like it'll be the Jets.
So I understand where he's coming from when he puts it out there.
Sure.
Because I think he knows it's his last chance, too. And if he already gets relegated to backup status this year, that's pretty much it for him.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of former Jets quarterbacks, where we take a break. Orioles tonight, 6:05. Grace Rodriguez going to start the year on the IL. Rockabacco earlier said it's not catastrophic. Swollen elbows, injections, to me, you know, that seems as though something bad's eventually going to happen. Gunnar Henderson, hopefully he'll be ready. He might miss opening day, but, you know, an extended loss doesn't appear to be the reality there. But what was I saying? Talking about football?
Yeah, you had something for...
It was going to be awesome.
Can't be that important.
No. Anyway, it's Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Chris Nockey, Maryland Radio Network, talk about the Terps. They finished the regular season with a win. Ugly win, but a win nonetheless over Northwestern. Now they wait to see who they play 6:30 as the number two seed in Indiana. Illinois could be the dangerous team. Then you got Iowa. You got Ohio State, who did beat Maryland a few weeks ago. Ugly loss, but a loss nonetheless. But look out for Oregon. Look out for Illinois. They were, like, highly regarded. All of a sudden, the Illini, since Duke blew them out, they've looked like the team that was ranked in the top 15. He'll be on the call with Johnny Holiday and the Wizard out there in Indianapolis. He's our buddy and yours on the Window Nation guest hotline, Chris Nockey. Chris, what's up?
Bob, how you guys doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Appreciate the time there, Chris Nockey. And I'm looking at the season stats for Maryland, and in particular, the three-point shooting percentage. And, Chris, we're talking about this year ago. We're, like, looking at it from a side eye, like, oh, my God, it can't be that bad. But here they are, 37%. Obviously, Coach Willard went out and brought in shooters. When did you maybe see, as you were doing the preseason prep and you got to watch and practice, that this team was going to be night and day shooting the long ball? And did you expect them to be as good as they have been this year so far?
You could see collectively how much they had improved when you watch them practice. There's no question about it. I'd seen Gillespie play on TV. Rodney Rice is a guy I've seen play for years. And, you hope they play to a certain level. I did not know much about Selton Miguel, I have to tell you that, until I saw him in practice. I love the maturity and the body type. In concept, it always looks great, Bob. It's the execution that's kind of can come and go. And, it took a while, but, man, the chemistry that they've established. And as you said, that number is a sea change from last year and the struggles from last year. It's nice to be on this side of the fence for sure.
And you mentioned Jacoby Gillespie coming over from Belmont. Look, Jameer Young's a brilliant player now in Chicago with the Bulls. But for this team, I mean, is he like the perfect guy? Your thoughts, Chris, on how he has run this offense? And with the exception of a couple of rough outings, he's been outstanding this season for Maryland.
Oh, I mean, arguably their MVP. And that's the kind of the great place about where they are, Bob. I think you could make a really rational argument for any one of a couple of guys to be an MVP. That's going to hurt them a little bit when it comes to the all-conference voting. I think they're going to split a lot of ballots. But that's a good problem to have the wealth of options that they've had. Gillespie not only is a perfect fit, he comes with teammates who were great fits at the other positions as well. Rodney Rice, kind of your prototypical two. Selton Miguel, an ideal three with the body type and the strength and everything like that. So they did a hell of a job in the portal. And I think that, and I was like a lot of people, last year they lost the portal. When they lost Hakeem Hart and Ian Martinez late in the portal year, and they never really found suitable replacements for them. This year they won it, and they did the work, and it shows. It's reflected in how they've played and certainly the record going to the Big Ten tournament. To get that second seed, you're starting 1-3 in the conference is a pretty hellacious accomplishment.
Chris Nockey, Maryland Radio Network, joining us here on The Fan, talking about the Terps off until Friday, 6:30 tip against opponent to be determined. And you talk about a hell of a season, hell of a run. And Kevin Willard got emotional after the game on Saturday, talking about Julian Reese. And, he was a Mark Turgeon recruit. He was local, kind of was second fiddle to his sister, Angel, who at the time was playing for Brenda Fries, herself for the University of Maryland. But, Chris, talk about Juju when he first walked in. His skin is skinny as Nolan McGraw over here, and like Nolan 4 years later, all muscle, finishing in the paint, and just his evolution as a ball player through two coaches on top of it. Three coaches,
yeah,
counting
me,
Danny Manning, of course.
Yeah, and you told me Nolan is all world now, right?
Yeah, he looks like Karl Malone over there.
And Julian has made a great ascension. He had maturity issues, I thought, early on when guys he got physical with him or barked at him. He was always looking to get back at him. And, that's that's not the way you play. You know, you just got to keep your head down and work your ass off, you know, simultaneously. So he's come so far. I couldn't be happier. And also, man, and Willard has touched on this, you may not see a lot of four-year guys at all moving forward. That may very well be a thing of the past. And when you see him, you have to respect him, especially in light of, you mentioned the sister, Bob. Remember, she left to take a payday. You know, she left and got paid at LSU. Julian has, you know, has made some good money at Maryland, certainly. Probably could have gotten more out there on the open market and, you know, never really considered it. So when you consider that that was going on in his house, it would have been easy, I think, for him to leave, but he didn't, and Maryland certainly better for it. I think he's had an outstanding year.
Well, we obviously, you mentioned four-year players. Derek Queen's not going to be that guy. We talk about, you know, great freshman seasons for Maryland over the years. I mean, last, I know, Joe Smith, Melo Trimble off the top of the head, but he certainly deserves to be in that conversation. Chris, as we get in, now we're into March, now conference, and then eventually NCAA tournament. What are you looking to see from Derek Queen that we haven't already seen, and what has been a brilliant freshman season?
Yeah, I mean, I thought until the Northwestern game, you know, he'd really established a certain level of consistency that he was struggling with early in the season and, you know, was playing at a very high level. Now, Northwestern did some different things to him. They were really physical on him, and I think he struggled with it early on in the game. Still ended up with a double-double. You know, he's your X factor. He is the one guy in this roster that just is a complete and total difference maker. And when he's on, when he's tough, when he is Derek Queen, with capital letters, he's a lot for other teams to have to deal with. The mobility, the dexterity, the passing, and the production are just, you know, it's phenomenal. And I hope he gets Freshman of the Year. I mean, I would think there would have to be a recount of some kind if he didn't get it, because he has really, really had a great freshman campaign, particularly over the course of about the last 4 or 5 weeks. Been outstanding.
Hey, Chris, when you look at the Big Ten tourney, it looks like Michigan State and Maryland are probably the two hottest teams going in. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. You know, some other teams playing well right now. Illinois has bounced back a little bit. They had a really nice win in their last game. Got everybody healthy now, and they didn't early in the season. I think also you got some teams who are trying to play for tournament seeds. You know, they're trying to play their way off the bubble, and there's a lot to play for teams like Indiana coming to Indianapolis. That and the fact that they get, or, you know, what amount to home games playing in Indianapolis. So, yeah, it should be fun.
Chris Nockey, Maryland Radio Network. By the way, Oregon's won 7 in a row, so let's not forget the Ducks as we get into a quack, the Big Ten tournament. So semifinals or bust, win the championship. You know, Maryland, what do you think there, Chris Nockey? It's going to be a tough road, but one that Maryland certainly is capable of maybe navigating here, I would think.
Yeah, and it's also a test of the depth. You know, that's kind of one of the issues, one of the questions I think folks have is, in the conference tournament, you got to play consecutive days. In the NCAA tournament, obviously, you get a break in between your first and second game, assuming you win that first. But yeah, this is it's kind of all hands on deck, and some of the guys on the bench who have not been producing or playing particularly well need to step up this weekend in Indianapolis.
Chris Nockey, Maryland Radio Network. Chris, always appreciate the time. You, Johnny, and the Wiz have a safe trip out to Indy, and we'll talk to you before the big dance, and hopefully Maryland gets a top four seed in that thing.
Yeah, appreciate it, Bob. Hope so.
You got it. Chris Nockey, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw. Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock.
Quick Draws, Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
First one here says the Stanley contract is necessary, but does feel like it could easily blow up in the Ravens' face. At the very least, I appreciate DaCosta prioritizing the O-line and prioritizing protecting Lamar. They were very confident last year when they moved on from three starters. Ended up working out, but you can't get away with that every year.
Well, the thing is what they're banking on is they're banking on that Ronnie made it through a whole season healthy and that he could continue to do it. You know, because he's not, like I said earlier, he's not rehabbing. So I thought it was an absolute must for them to get him back.
Another one here says the Ravens won't be able to afford any of the big name pass rushers out there. A reunion with Matt Judon, probably more in their price range, but does that make the most sense? Just another good but not great rusher in a room that already has Owe and an aging Van Noy.
Well, and an aging Judon. So I you know, been there, done that. You know, I wouldn't want Judon back, you know, unless it was like for not a lot of money, because the draft is deep with pass rushers, so I got to feel like I can get my guy in the draft.
And one more here says Mike Tomlin has this reputation as a no-nonsense leader who can wrangle some of those diva personalities, but this has become an annual thing for them with these head cases. Also, late-season rumblings about him losing the locker room seem to become an annual tradition as well. It's not entirely his fault, but why is he still riding off what he accomplished 15 years ago?
Well, I think he's got a really good reputation and stuff. And I don't know about the locker room. All I know is, like, I know a couple coaches that work for him, and they say he is awesome to work for, and he's great with the players. You know, and then watching that Hard Knocks, he seemed like, you know, I mean, it was pretty cool watching him. I was impressed with the guy.
If you're a Steelers fan, and maybe we'll revisit, well, we're going to have to because we're running out of time. Would you rather just suck for a year or two and start to build some draft equity and eventually get your quarterback? Or do you like this treadmill of 10-7? They haven't won a playoff game since after the 2016 season. Let's not forget that. So they've never bottomed out, but wouldn't it be prudent? Hey, Ravens bottomed out, got him Ronnie Stanley.
Well, what
kind of worked out for that team in that situation here?
What did Rooney say, like, what, a year or two ago? You know, we're, you know, we got to win playoff games. And, you know, this being one game over 500 or what, it just doesn't cut it.
And until they get their stud quarterback for a decade, they probably won't accomplish that sort of thing. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. That's going to do it for us. Inside Access coming up here in just a matter of minutes. We're back tomorrow with the Kevins, talk some Orioles, and more about this NFL free agent frenzy. Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. It's a beautiful day, so we want to talk to you tomorrow. For now, class dismissed.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.